Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 247 for Monday, February 1st. I'm Phil Front Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were down Monday morning, with declines in the Chicago soy complex putting some spillover pressure on values to start the month. Canola was down by $2 to $3, the March contract down $3 at $472.20 per ton. Follow-through speculative selling after Friday's lower close contributed to the early weakness in canola, as the nearby technical signals are looking bearish. Expectations that large South American soybean crops will soon be flooding the global market, despite persistent weather issues in some parts of the continent, were also weighing on the oilseeds in general, including canola. However, solid exporter and domestic crusher demand did help limit the losses. Early weakness in the Canadian dollar provided some underlying support as well. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Losses in crude oil and the global financial markets were weighing on the grains and oilseeds across the board, as investors were backing away from riskier assets once again. Soybeans were down 1 to 4 cents, the March contract down 2 at $8.80 per bushel. Relatively favorable conditions in Brazil and Argentina should see harvest operations pick up in the region over the next few weeks. Farmers in both countries are expected to be active sellers this year, as foreign exchange rates are making it very profitable for them to sell. Bargain hunting at the lows did help limit the losses in beans. For corn, prices are down 1 to 2 cents, the March contract down 2 at $3.70 per bushel. Bearish chart signals were a feature in the corn market, with the expectations for large South American crops also overhanging that market. Wheat was down 4 to 7 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 5 cents at $4.74 per bushel. Forecasts calling for some beneficial snow and rain across much of the U.S. winter wheat belt over the next week did account for some of the weakness, while poor export demand and the strong U.S. dollar remained bearish as well. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, February 1st. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front Workington.